at 1037thebuzz.com.
Welcome back. It is 11:52. That's sort of a choppy show today. We're kind of all over the place, but we're trying to get a little more fluid here.
We're always all over the place.
I do want to thank our friends at Moe's for the Close Talker salads. They were spectacular as always. Steak.
Chicken.
A little bit of that creamy dressing. What's the stuff called, Hope?
Chipotle Ranch.
Fire.
My favorite.
How do you do? My blood type is Chipotle Ranch.
So it makes up 7% of your body?
Yes, I wish it
body
did.
Body weight?
Yeah. Wow. Says a lot.
But you can only take 3 spoonfuls of it.
That's right.
Teaspoons.
Exactly. Teaspoon. Wow.
Don't get that confused with tablespoons.
That's why I get it on the
side. That'll
kill you. So I get on the side. All right, some NFL stuff. So, Matt, if you want to pull up those clips from that I put on the board today, we could get through, or you put them on the board, but I asked for them. We can use some of those in a minute here. Roger Goodell this week going to meet with Daniel Snyder to talk about the Redskins' nickname. According to the Washington Post, Snyder hasn't changed his stance on the team's name, and his stance is to not change it, but Snyder will meet with Goodell so that Goodell can get more of an understanding from the club as how it plans to address the issue.
What was our bet? 3 years? We said three years?
I said inside of five for sure.
Well, I think
here's
we narrowed it down to three.
Here's how Snyder plans to address the issue.
And how's it going
to
go?
We're not changing it, Raj. What else you got?
And then what's Raj going to say? Well, Daniel, I'd really appreciate it if you considered some of the options on the table. If you look at the – and what's Daniel going to say in the middle of Roger and interrupt him?
I don't know. But I do know this.
Something along the lines of no.
Well, I think what the point is Goodell is going to say, how about if we take your franchise and move it to L.A.? How about that?
Ooh, they could use a franchise, and it would save my Jaguars. So
or they
I'm
could,
all for it.
You know what would be easier? They could just flip them across the pond and stick them in England.
You know what? Yeah. It's closer, maybe. Not really.
Probably not that much time.
Just a little bit. Hey, but one thing about that story is I think you made a great point. Daniel Snyder, as a businessman, should look at the opportunities of changing the name and the merchandise sales and everything like that would shoot through the roof because guess what? People will still support the team in Washington. So you might as well take advantage of all the new, all the gear.
That's my deal.
You'll sell off all the old stuff. And you could leave it the same price, and people are still going to buy it for the memorabilia.
But now when they walk down the street in that, are they going to be considered a racist?
Yeah, probably so. But some people don't care, and those who don't care can still wear it.
They can buy it.
And there's plenty of people. I mean, if somebody was walking down the street in a Redskins shirt, even after they changed the name, I'm not going to go, really? I'm not going to turn up my nose at them. I mean, I'm not going to do any of that. I think the majority of people would be like, okay, whatever.
I'm going to run that now, do you?
I'm going to run them over with my hybrid.
Let me ask you a question. Do you even think twice when you see someone in a Redskins hat or shirt?
I can't remember the last time I did.
Well, that's a good point.
No, I don't.
But you don't, right?
I think they should change the name, but I'm not losing sleep.
I agree with you, but it's not something where you're going to see someone with that and say, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe."
Well,
you.
I never. I mean, there are a
I
lot
would
of
never wear that hat.
Yeah, there are a lot of things I'd rather. I would rather see that over a lot of other things that I could see on a shirt.
Well, we've become so accustomed to that in society, you know, it's just the name of an NFL team. We don't even think twice about it.
Mm-hmm. It's time to think twice.
Until it's brought to our attention like that.
By the way, the Cleveland Indians apparently are looking at their logo. They're talking about, they're opening up conversation about Chief Wahoo and the logo and whether or not
he's a very happy Indian.
Well, he is a very happy.
It's the biggest smile you've ever seen.
Some people consider it to be, you know, racist or inappropriate or whatever. I have less trouble with that than I do.
Should everyone just pick animal names already so that
Liger
we can stop
this? Liger
is
just sitting there for the taking. Your people are irritating me.
That's two animals. I don't know if they can handle that.
Speaking of big dumb animals, oh my goodness gracious. This is one of the silliest things I've seen. This is also Redskin related. In an interview with WTOP Radio Monday, while intending to be funny, Dexter Manley got himself in a little bit of trouble. They were talking about a number of things related to the Redskins team this year. They didn't even get into the whole nickname of the team, or at least not in the clip that we heard.
Okay.
Here's the clip, and I will give Dexter Manley credit on this. He did come back around later and make good to the best of his ability, but it is hard to believe that a guy that goes on the radio doesn't realize this is not okay in today's world.
A very good day for the Washington Redskins. Let's hope that they'll recover on Sunday when they play against the Chargers. Maybe it was an AFC team or something. I'm hoping that they can redeem themselves come Sunday.
Wasn't a big jinx that Troy Aikman was doing the game, the former Cowboy?
I think Troy Aikman's a
Hello.
Well,
We don't want to go there.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Now, you want to apologize to him?
No.
You don't?
I'll just say I take that back.
Okay.
Since he's a Cowboy fan.
Right. Well, we don't want certainly anyone to think that anybody endorses anything like that, Dexter, because that is, you know, really not an area that we want to go in.
Okay, I apologize.
Dexter, always good to see you.
Good, thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Well, that
Dexter
was
Manley with us this morning.
Well, that'll be the last time we see you.
Yes.
Peace,
the word that
Dexter
was bleeped,
Manley.
The word that was bleeped, Troy Aikman is a, it rhymes with beer and starts with Q. You do the math. Bottom line is, he did come back around and say, it was wrong and insensitive. Anyone that knows me knows that's not who I am in my heart or my mind. I want to apologize to Troy, but I mostly want to apologize to anyone else I offended.
What an awkward moment. Oh, man, this is so funny. Hey, Troy Aikman did the game. Is it a jinx? And then all of a sudden it's like, whoa.
Yeah, it was like, oh.
Hey, whoa.
Awkward.
Really shouldn't have said that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to make national news.
He has said recently that he's had two brain surgeries, and they've impacted his life. I lose my memory, and all of a sudden it comes back. I could be driving and not know where I'm going, or what's the purpose of where I'm going to? It hasn't been easy. See, I would just blame the brain on it. I'd be like, look, dude, another brain fart. Sorry.
Honda. Chasing way to back.